Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hanoidim in a Yorek, this person made a neder, asering on himself vegetables. Sagt der Mishnah, Mutter Badaluyin. So we already explained, the dictionary definition for Daluyin is gourds. Remember what we said? What are gourds? Something in the family of cucumbers, squash, melons. Now the Mefarshim explain. We want to see the Melech HaShloimeh. When they said vegetables, they meant things that the leaves are eaten. Vegetables, cabbage. They weren't referring to peiros of the ground. So diluyim are peiros that come from the ground. And again, when it comes to nedarim, it's not a question of whether we make a bari priyu adam on it. It's a question of what do people call yarak. Sakta Mishnah, noidir min a yarak. If someone asers on himself yarak, mutter bidiluyim. He's mutter in diluyim. Rabbi Akiva oyster, Rabbi Akiva asers it. According to Rabbi Akiva, when a person says Yarek, he does include Deluyim. Now the Gemara explains, when does Rabbi Akiva aser it? It's where he said this Lashon. He said, Koinem Yarek hamizbashel b'kedera alai. He asers on himself Yarek that is cooked in a pot. By adding that is cooked in a pot, so we understand he isn't referring to the common yerek, which is when you eat the vegetables, your lettuce, your cabbage, and so on, but he's including diluyin. Amru loy le Rabbi Akiva. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, you say that yerakis includes diluyin? Let me ask you this question. But if a man says to his shliach, kach li yarek, could you please get me some vegetables, buy some vegetables for me? And the messenger goes to the market, he doesn't find cabbage, doesn't find lettuce, he only has gourds. So he wouldn't buy them. He would come back, he would say, oh, I'm so sorry, there's no vegetables. But he would say, lemitzasi eladluyin, I only found diluyin. Should I buy the diluyin? Because you told me to buy vegetables. Now, being that that's what usually would happen, if you send your shliach to buy your rakais, he would come back without the diluyin. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, doesn't that prove that when a person says Yerakais, he does not mean to include the Luyim? Amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Kein Hadavar, it's true. But what you're saying proves my point. If I send a Shliach to buy me Yerek, is he going to come back and say, oh, there was no Yerek, but I found legumes, I found dry beans and peas? And he won't say that. He's going to say, there was no Yerek, but there was the Luyim. Senechanam, he's double checking. But obviously he's thinking that maybe the boss wants diluyin. Maybe it's close enough to Yerek. Let's see the words of Rabbi Akiva inside. Amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Kein Hadavar, Ein Chanami. You're not asking a kashama, you're proving my point. What is this shliach saying? I didn't find Yerakai, should I get diluyin? Hashem Oimalai, is he saying to him, Lemitzasi elakitnes, I only found legumes? No. Because kitnis obviously has no connection to yerakais, but diluyin does. So why is he asking, should I buy diluyin? Elisha diluyin, b'chlal yarek. Rather, diluyin is included in yarek. So I want to double check. I'm not asking about kitnis, because kitnis ain't a b'chlal yarek. Kitnis is b'chlal, not b'chlal yarek. Right, if I send you to buy shoes, you're going to say, there are no shoes, can I get sneakers? Okay, maybe that makes sense. You're not going to say, there are no shoes, can I buy balloons? What does one have to do with the other? I don't know if the mashal is exactly the same to the nimshal, but you get the idea. The Tanakhama says the fact that the shliach would first come back to check, did you mean this, is a raya that diluyin is not included in Yarek, and Rabbi Akiva says the fact that he's asking about diluyin is a siman that it is. Now, obviously, the Rishonim explain, it's somewhere in the middle. Diluyin is similar enough to Yerek, but it's not Mamash Yerek. The Shaila is, what's the Loch in regard to a Neder in such a case? Tanakhama says it's enough not like Yerek that it's not included, and Rabbi Akiva says it's enough like Yerek that it is included. Vayitra says the Mishnah, if someone makes a Neder not to have Yerek, the Osir Bepoil HaMitzri Lach, what's Pail HaMitzri? Egyptian beans. The moist ones are considered Yarek. The dry ones not. Again, the way people talk. So Anoidim and a Yarek is Asur in the moist ones and Mutter in the dry ones. I asked me a kasha. You just said everyone agrees beans are not vegetable. That's Rabbi Kiva's whole point. The shliach didn't come back and say, oh, I didn't find yarek, but I found kidneys. Aren't beans kidneys? And the answer is, you're right. In these prakim, we're not dealing with facts on the ground. We're dealing with the facts of how people think, how people talk. And someone said, yarek, he didn't mean kidneys. But he did mean moist pail hamitzris. That's why a rav that had to paskin hilchos nedarim. And the truth is, it's true for all shilas that are rav paskins. He has to know who he's answering the shila to. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. If someone makes a neder and he answers yarek, he's mutter b'dluyin. Kiva says, no, the luyin are included in yarek. We explain, generally speaking, when a person said yarek, he means vegetables where you eat the leaves. Lettuce, cabbage. The luyin are peres huadama that grow from the ground. Rabbi Kiva says the luyin is included in a yarek. He's referring to a case where the person said yarek that's cooked in a pot. They said to Rabbi Kiva, but if a shliach goes out to get yarek, and all he finds is the luyin, he'll come back and say, I didn't find any yarek. All I found was the luyin. So you see, the luyin is not yarek. To which Rabbi Kiva responded, he doesn't come back and say, all I found was kidneys. The fact that he's asking about the luyin is a simon. The luyin is close enough to yarek. Everyone agrees, however, if he assers yarek, he's usser in poil hamitzri lach, in a moist Egyptian bean that for whatever reason people considered or called it yarek. And he's mutter